listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 8th, 2022. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Going to be taking phone calls after I play this clip. It's a little bit lengthy, so those of you that's called in, just hang on. Before I play the clip, I want to say, support Republic Broadcasting. Donate to Republic Broadcasting. If you enjoyed this broadcast, I ask for nothing. Donate. Let them know you enjoyed this broadcast and any other broadcast. But if we're going to keep the network on the air, it takes money. And so I never want to do a two-hour broadcast using the airtime of RBN and not ask you guys to, if small or large, whatever you can do, support the network. So we're going to play this. This is Harry Vox's latest video. I thought it was very interesting. I think it will incite you guys to call. Also, the Supreme Court began hearings on Friday on the major Biden administration efforts to bump up the nation's vaccination rate. I saw the headline on Drudge yesterday. My faith is extremely, I never have any faith, non-zero, in the courts to do much of anything about a damn thing, okay? I mean, I guess it's in the realm of the possible, you know. I mean, sometimes in a storm, you know, it'll suck up fish, and it'll rain fish inland, so I do believe in strange things can happen, and that's about how bizarre it would be if the Supreme Court done something correctly, but my faith's weak. So, all right. Here we go. We're going to play this, then we're going to take phone calls after I play the Harry Vox clip. So go ahead with audio three, please, Sam.
Anybody who knows my work knows that I tend to have a essential focus, and that is power, and specific Jewish power, Jewish control of our institutions. This is the way I choose to fight this particular revolution that we're engaged in, because I don't usually entertain all this racism and pro-white stuff. Yes, white people are great, and there are great people in every race, including even in Jewish people. There are great people there, too. So, all right. I don't push this white issues. The reason why is because I don't believe that that is the issue that is most central and that is most in a state of flux. What do I mean by an issue that is in flux? What I mean is that right now, with the playing field, the tableau that is before us, right? The struggle, and every struggle is different, every revolution is different. And when I look at this world right now, I look at it as it's in a state of war. I look at it as a war. There's a lot of ways to look at the world. So when I was painting oil paintings, I looked at it as this great expression and freedom to reflect the world and to create things from the world. So I looked at it as an opportunity. And an adventurer would look at the world as something new all the time. A traveler, someone who's always experiencing new aspects of it. So it's a great adventure. Well, now, right now, I view this world through the lens of the war. And I think that it's a war against power. And I know it's a war against money, power. And I think that it's clear that the most of the money power would be controlled by Jews, plain and simple. And the amount of evil that's befalling our societies right now cannot have its origin in just businessmen alone. There has to be a nucleus. There has to be a thread that's behind it that has a hatred for our societies that would exist outside of the realm of just a businessman, a chump like Larry Fink. You know, he's not going to have in his immediate faculties a 2,000-year-old hatred for non-Jewish groups. But the rabbinic class would have that. You know, these Talmudic Khazarians will definitely be able to have this long 2,000-year thread from the Maccabeans originally fighting the Romans all the way to the present day cartels, the Jewish banking finance cartels, and they must have at their core a tradition or a thread of hatred that exists a long time before Goldman Sachs and even the Rothschilds existed. It has to go back further than that. So there is a religious and a rabbinic and a Talmudic seed, nucleus of this destruction of non-Jewish people. Now, the reason why I started talking about this idea of what issues are in flux right now. So let's take a look at this war. When you look at the war, you better assess it. You look at what are the sides of this war? Now, that issue alone is in a state of flux. Some will say it's conservatives versus liberals. Some will say Democrats versus Republicans. No. It's those whose minds are caught in this controlled paradigm versus people who are able to see beyond that, right? And sometimes it aligns with Republicans and Democrats and liberals versus conservatives and right wing versus left. But the old definitions of even what constitutes left or liberal, you know, when I hear critics of those people that are pretending they're left liberals now, and I hear critics saying, "Oh, it's these left liberals," dude. These people that are claiming to represent left liberalism these days have absolutely nothing to do with the traditions of left liberalism. And if you were to compare the conservatives, so-called Republicans nowadays, with their beliefs of just 25 years ago, where it was the conservative Republican Party that were pretty much for all war all the time, and now we're supposed to believe that conservative Republicans are isolationist and tend to not want to engage in foreign wars. So all of the definitions are up in the air, and everything is in a state of confusion, and that's on purpose. Now, again, when I look at the playing field, the war, the battleground. Right. So you look at what are the sides, right? And then you look at what does the field look like, right? What is the terrain before you to fight this, right? And that would be the media, that would be the money people, that would be the corporate structures, the political structures. That's the battleground. That's the field of battle, right? And then you have to look at what it is you want to achieve. You have to look at what your strengths are on your side of this battle, right? And what the strengths of the opponent would be. So, and you also have to realize that each person who's engaging in this war sees the battlefield according to their own lens. So you have people now, a large segment of the population, right, who self-identifies as liberal. Right? Or left of center. Well, that's not really what they really are, but what they really are is a large segment of the population that has been dispossessed. They have had opportunity removed from them. So from millennials all on down, they don't have any chance really to own a home. they're not really going to have a solid career. They're pretty much, you know, almost nomadic, most of them. And then you get to the generations after that, it's much worse. This is why Klaus Schwab says, you will own nothing, you will be happy. He knows it. He knows this is the case because we're already seeing it with the youngest generation. They're never going to have a hope to have a house, so they're always going to be renting some place to live. And when you rent like that, you can't really accumulate personal possessions, right? Because you need a place to put your stuff, right? So when you hear the World Economic Forum say, you will own nothing and you will be happy. No, what they're saying is you own nothing, and they're trying to project onto you this idea that you will be happy in some sort of idea, some like neurolinguistic suggestion, and hopefully you'll say, oh, okay, I own nothing and I'm happy. No, they got the first part right. Yes, you own nothing, right? The second part, that they haven't been able to materialize that, the happiness with owning nothing. Okay. Although some people, the youngest generations, people I would say are age 26 and younger, who have nothing, they're still either living in their house or they're working a dead-end job to buy, to have a tiny little shoebox-sized apartment, place to live. They know they can't accumulate anything. These are the combatants. You have older generations that are also combatants. If you call any of them combatants, because nobody's fighting. You know, they're fighting with each other over trifle things, but not over the important issues. And so you have the older generations who are glued to the TV, terrified of Omicron and next Voltron, and after that Zernon, or whatever the hell they decide to name it. Whenever the Rothschilds and their Jew banking dynasties decide to name the next one, as they have a laugh at our expense, right? And then you have a very tiny group of wealthy people who control the most of the battlefield. They control the media, and that's where most of this is fought. And they control the social networks, which is where the other half of this, which constitutes the media as well. So that's the battleground, because you don't see, at least in the United States, many people taking to the streets. We've been stripped of the idea that protest is going to get anywhere, and that's mostly because it's the FBI that runs most of the organizations that are the protest organizations, right? That's FBI. Those are all FBI operations. They have a pretty solid grip on that. And so that's why nobody's protesting in the streets like they are throughout Europe and in Australia and in other places. So why I'm not rattling on all day about either the greatness of the white race or about white this, white that, white. The reason why is because when I look at the battleground, when I look at the combatants, when I look at the messaging, and when I look at what issues are in a state of flux, I don't see the white issue as being anything other than an issue that is going to create division between all the peoples that are underneath this billionaire class that must unite in order to beat these Jewish banking cartels.
Okay, there you have it. I've made no secret of the fact I'm a Harry Vox fan. Not that I agree, and so many people in the audience get it wrong. Just because I play something doesn't mean I agree with every word or with that person 100% if I interview them or what have you. But I think it's very thought-provoking, and I think he makes some really good points, and he has a BitChute channel. He puts out a video. I've reached out to him. I've not heard back. Whatever, but I thought that was interesting, thought-provoking. I do think the white race issue is important, and I think we're being indoctrinated to accept just being discriminated against and it being justified by the federal government, and I think that's important. But also, I see the broader picture, too. So we're going to be taking phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. You can call in, agree, disagree, whatever. The phone numbers, please, if you can, call in on 512-248-9222. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. If not, call in on 1-800-313-9443. Not going to take up any more time. Going to the phone calls, we got Paul, Art, and Andy coming up. Paul in New Jersey, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hello, Farron.
Hello, Paul.
Farron, there's a great line from the Iliad where Achilles says, fool, prate not to me about covenants. There can be no covenants between men and lions. Wolves and lambs can never be of one mind, but hate each other out and through. All right, so let's remember that when Harry Vox is talking about us uniting with blacks. I mean, are we supposed to unite with blacks and forget all about the street crime, all the white people who have been mugged, all the white people who have been beaten in the streets, all the white businesses destroyed by the BLM, and Harry Vox wants us to unite with them? Really? Right? Well, and look how they celebrate what happened to those poor fellas down in Georgia in the Ahmaud Arbery case, Farron. Right? Those guys are getting sentenced to life in prison.
Hold on for a second, Paul. I don't think he went so far as saying unite with all the races, but I think what he's, from what I got from that, and we can certainly disagree, is wouldn't it be wonderful if the other races, and not just the black race, but, you know, there's a lot of races in the world that do seem to have a pretty firm grip on who is actually in power. I don't think the black race does, but I think there are some other races. But if everyone could quit infighting between us and see what is causing it, is the only way we possibly can seem to do something about it. I think that's what I got from that. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but I mean, I just see it as like an absolute fool's errand, like that quote from Homer. I mean, why would you even want to bother? You know, and Harry Vox seems to be making the same mistake that Rush Limbaugh makes, the same mistake Alex Jones makes. You know, Alex Jones, he's going on and on about a future civil war. And, you know, Farron, if we fight a war under General Alex Jones, right, against the powers that be, you know, when the war is over, guess what we're going to have? We're going to have civil rights legislation. We'll still have affirmative action. We're going to have all these policies to put blacks up and make them our leaders. It doesn't solve any of the problems, despite all the white fighting and dying that the whites are going to do in the future civil war. We're going to end up with unexpelled Jews, and we're going to end up with still integrated blacks. You see? And that's why I'm saying if we're going to have a civil war, at least have an end where we end up with a white homeland or where the rights and security of whites is guaranteed. Now, I understand Harry Vox has got it out for the Jews. I have it out for the Jews. But couldn't he have just in his spiel have just come up and said, hey, boycott Jewish businesses. Hey, try that, listeners. But he doesn't even do that. The solution is you try to find out the Jewish businesses and take your money away from them and don't give them any more money at this level of the game. I mean, before the shooting starts, and at least try to fund fellow white businesses, defund the Jewish-owned businesses as a start. And Harry Vox doesn't even say that. Harry Vox could have said also donate to RBN because RBN is the only, you know, like media out there that is open and free and critical of Jewish power. But he doesn't say that. And so that's why, you know, Harry Vox blew it on this one, and I'm sure he'll come back with a retort, or at least to clean up his sloppy speech. Right?
Well, actually, his video before this was on white power, and I think you would probably find it pretty humorous. But I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your opinion, and I certainly don't mind criticism at all. Thank you so much, Paul. We're going to come back with Art. Then we got Andy. We got Lauren in Ohio coming up. Back in a moment.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back on here in the studio taking your phone calls, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. We're going back to the phones. We got Art, Andy, and Lauren coming up. Art, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Farron. I'd like to shift gears a little bit, if it's okay with you, and talk about Kamala Harris for a moment and her comments a few days ago, which I find utterly repulsive. This was during a press conference in which she said, quote, certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place in our calendar, but a place in our collective memory. December 7, 1941, December 11, 2001, and January 6, 2001. This woman is linking the quote-unquote insurrection of January 6 last year to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the attack in New York on September 11th. Well, I am of the same opinion as Maxwell Jordan. Or Jordan Maxwell, I'm sorry, Congressman Jordan Maxwell, when he says, in response to Harris's comments, Tell that to the granddaughter whose father gave his life on D-Day. Tell that to the son whose dad was one of the firefighters who went into the towers on 9/11. Or frankly, tell that to Max Sovak's family, one of the 13 people from our district, one of the 13 people who gave his life for his country this summer. And when he's talking about Max and Sovak, he's talking about Navy Corpsman who of Berlin Heights, who lost his life in Afghanistan at the terror attack in Kabul after President Biden announced plans to pull troops from the country. She wants to link September 11th and Pearl Harbor to January 6th as if somehow there's some kind of similarity. You know, I would look back at 2020. How many people lost their lives? As you've mentioned so many times throughout 2020, white businesses that were destroyed, as Paul was talking about so many times, you know, with the Black Lives Matter things. But yet, that doesn't equate. That's not equal to Pearl Harbor or 9/11. But yet, September 11th, where not one individual, no one in that crowd attacked anyone with a gun. No one burnt anything to the ground. No one killed any police officers. But yet somehow this is equivalent to September 11th and Pearl Harbor. Aaron, I swear to God, every day when I hear these people talking like this, I look around for, I don't know if you're a comic book fan like I was back in the 60s and 70s growing up as a child, but I keep looking around for Mr. McSicklefix of the fifth dimension. I keep looking for Bizarro Superman to show up. Me, Bizarro Superman. You know, I mean, it's what kind of world do we live in where we equate events like January 6, 2021 to Pearl Harbor and September 11th?
And, you know, Art, let me interject right here. One, I think insurrection is probably an incorrect term. I mean, you maybe could say riot since they busted out some windows or this and that. But if you if you pay attention to the media, they call it an armed insurrection. And as you correctly stated, no one had any guns. So I'm assuming now, and the Attorney General has said that, I'm assuming they're calling it an armed insurrection because the people had their two arms?
I was just about to say, everybody there had arms. I just don't know, but... You know, when I use the word insurrection, I'm using it in a sarcastic manner because this was not an insurrection. In fact, I was there, ladies and gentlemen. I was up there watching people busting windows, and I can tell you who these people were. They were Antifa. I was right there watching it. I've got video that I personally took, standing right there watching, looking at this. I remember when one of the guys started attacking a window to me it looked like a pry bar of some sort, and I heard a woman in the background, she's yelling, Antifa, 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 pointing at them, and then I watched this big old burly redneck come jumping up out of the crowd and snatch this fool down off from where he was. These were not Trump supporters. These were not right-wing conservatives. These were not true patriots.
You want to wrap it up on the other side?
Sure.
All right, we'll wrap it up. Then we've got Andy, Lauren, and David Massachusetts coming up. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Studio taking your phone calls. We've got Andy, Lauren, and Dave coming up. I just wanted to say real quick, Art, you know, even Ted Cruz called everyone terrorist, and of course Tucker Carlson took him to the woodshed. I've got the clip. I was thinking about playing it today, but I mean that again is indicative of the Republican Party to throw their very own constituent base under the bus. But let me give you the last word. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, Art, is this is a front row seat to the ability of the media and the Congress and Senate, the Republicrats and the Democrats, to take an event, reshape it, create a different narrative, lie to the American people, and create in the minds of, you know, not the RBN audience or anyone got a few brain cells rubbed together, but this thing is going to see. It was the anniversary, and resident Biden and Harris gave speeches. The local news, the world news, was remembering the insurrection. So they're doing it just like they did do 9/11 and still do 9/11. But go ahead, let me give you the last word. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, these people were not patriots of any kind, unless, of course, you know, patriotic to the left. But what I tell people is, ask yourself one question here. When we talk about what happened on January 6th of 2021, does it make any sense to you when Donald Trump Jr. got up there before the march to the Capitol, when he said, you did all of this and you didn't burn anything down or destroy any property or hurt anyone? Does it make any sense for him to make that kind of comment, congratulating the participants of the rally on their ability to gather peacefully and conduct themselves in honor? Does it make any sense for all of that to happen, for them to just turn around and do what they're being accused of doing? And remember, no one had any guns or anything of the sort. And the only people that died, the only person that was murdered was a former Marine, female. I believe she was a Marine. To me, it makes no sense. I'm sorry.
We'll go. Hey, thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much for the phone call. I wanted to get this in quickly. Gateway Pundit headline right now is coming. Biden's latest irrational move, obliterate the U.S. economy about 2 weeks out. You might want to look at that one. Okay, Andy in Texas, patiently holding. Thank you, Andy, Lauren, and Dave coming up. Andy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Farron. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I feel for anybody who's spent all this time telling the truth to their family and so-called friends and lost them, because I'm one of those people. Now, having said that, right after COVID came out, like a week maybe even sooner after COVID was announced, there was a new variant to COVID right off the bat. Right off the bat, there was a new variant that the news won't tell you about. It's the stupid variant. Because right off the bat, those of us who saw this happening, the symptoms are, upset stomach and brain fog. Because their stupidity is going to get us all killed and or in prison. And that's the worst variant of COVID right now, is stupidity. You agree?
Yeah, I do. I totally agree with that. And yeah, I'm in that same boat with you. I've got a lot of friends and family that I, Andy, I've got some people that are smart. They're smart people. You know, they've done good. They're very intelligent. And then this, they can't connect the dots. They can't see. And it just, I stand, you know, in awe that they could know all this other stuff and conduct themselves really well in life. But this, they can't connect these measly dots and see what's being done to them. I don't get it.
Well, they are some smart people, but think of what we judge smartness by. It's by an education from the very people who are doing this to us. They're in charge of the education system. My daughter took a course on internet, became some sort of doctorate or whatever, nurse or whatever, and now she thinks she knows everything about anything to do with medical or whatever. So let's go ahead and change the subject real quick. Look at the people, I think it's Kyrgyzstan, or it's one of them stands over there. They had a very, very violent uprising, and the media, the mainstream, said that it was over fuel prices. Well, we found out that no, it's not. It's over the jab. And these people, from what I'm seeing and reporting, they're arresting the police that are trying to arrest them. And I even heard, I can't confirm it, but they may even cut one of the police guys' heads off. And then the people in charge, the president, the prime minister, whoever it was, they fled the country. So this Kyrgyzstan, I mean, Russia said something about sending some troops there, but they're doing something about this. And these people have some kahunas that you were asking about earlier. So I don't understand what's wrong, other than the fact that the United States has been dumbed down so severely with the education system, with the food, with the air, with the water, fluoride especially. I mean, there's a whole barium, strontium, aluminum. Can you imagine when they turn this 5G on all the way? The people, all of us, we've been ingesting barium, strontium, and aluminum. Okay, and then think of the people who got the jab, who got the spike proteins. Everything that they're doing to us are conductors. It all leads back to 5G. Then you hear in France, they're tearing down. They're burning down these 5G towers. They know what's going on. Right after COVID came out in England, they started burning down 5G. Even Robert from the Late Night Sunday show a while back is talking. He said, hey, if this kicks off, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going for the 5G towers. I don't know how serious he was, but I have a feeling that that's going to play a severe role. And that's why they got to get many people vaccinated, because when they finally, they probably got the 5G turned on, but it has nothing to do with your phone. It was a weapon before it was anything near the fifth generation of a cell phone. So, and when they turned it on, when they showed a practice video, it, what the people said happened to them, they had this makeshift riot people, and they all volunteered. They turned on 5G, and their bodies started to burn, and so naturally they moved backwards from it. With all these towers, you can't move away from it. That was just one car with one satellite dish on it projecting the 5G at them, and these people were frying inside their bodies and whatnot. So you can't move away. The towers are all around us. So once they turn that on and everybody's got their juice in their veins and stuff, talk about non-compliance. Well, you'll just get fried. What do you say to that?
Well, I agree. And, you know, one of the things I always find interesting is the people in these other countries must be, and, you know, we think that, well, we're indoctrinated to think that we have all this freedom, and, you know, we've got, at least we've got Republic Broadcasting, and but these people, they must inherently know and feel tyranny to a level higher than the dumbed-down, feeble-minded, cheap people in America, because we don't stand up. Well, I mean, the Black Lives Matter protest, when they were burning down the cities, if anybody did stand up, they tried to Kyle Rittenhouse them, you know. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. The dumbing down of America and the people's inability to do any kind of rational, critical thinking. And there's something else. I don't know why this got in my mind when you were talking, Andy. But, you know, when the Black Lives Matter protest, they could have shut that down so easily and not hurt anyone if they'd have busted out LRAD. Remember LRAD? But they didn't. That was good enough to supposedly use on these other, you know, goat herders in Afghanistan, but they wouldn't even break out LRAD to stop the cities from burning down. I didn't see LRAD anywhere, anytime, ever. Never heard it even mentioned. And, you know, we know that they have that technology, but yeah, you know, and I hate to be such a pessimist, Andy, and I really hate to bring it to this microphone, but I just don't see the American people. I see them move. If they break out another variant and it's bad, and they're going to do it, just look at the headline on the Gateway Pundit. I think they're going to keep pushing this vaccine mandate where you can't bank, you can't have a job, till they ultimately are going to be promoting microchipping, which we're already seeing in other countries. The people, it's voluntary. They always frame it as, you know, this is being done to help you voluntarily take it, like they started that way with the clot shot, and you see where we're at now. And they're going to do that with this as well. And I don't know if the American people has got the intestinal fortitude to rise up, to wise up, stand up. I don't know. Let me give you the last word. I got Lauren and Dave, and we'll get everybody on. We haven't had a lot of calls, so I've been giving everybody extra time. Anything else you'd like to add, Andy?
Well, I'll just leave you with this. That stupid variant is going to get us all killed. So, and I think waking people up is just out of the question now. Keep trying. I'm going to keep trying, but there's just too many stupid people out there, and that stupid variant is going to get us. Thank you, Farron. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much. And, you know, proof that he's right about the stupid variant, look at these ignorant dumbasses that are taking their 5-year-old child, letting their children. This is unprecedented. You don't even have a vaccine in a pandemic, but we know this whole thing's manufactured. But to willingly give your children over to this experimental mystery clot shot with these videos that's on BitChute of people just falling over and falling over and falling over, you know, athletes over and over and over and over and over. I don't know. Blows my mind. Lauren in Ohio. Dave, stay there. We'll get to you. Lauren, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron. God bless you guys for doing this. But I'll tell you what, the way of war is not a fleshly way of war. Think Mel Gibson, The Patriot. We don't stand toe-to-toe and fight them. Not only is it not necessary, but it's just not very wise. There's no need to suffer. There's no need to give anything up. Kings don't protest. You don't need to ask them for permission about what you teach your children. So you wind up with them calling you terrorist because you go to the school board meeting and say you don't want your four-year-old being shown pictures of anal sex, okay, and having a wall full of perverted books. Well, what are your children doing in those schools? You see, the Bible tells us how to raise our children. It tells us how to have life and that more abundantly. Live is L-I-V-E. Evil is E-V-I-L. We are 180 degrees out of phase. This is our fault, not their fault. It's true, Jewish power. You know, but what Jewish power, what power do they have over you if you're not using their drugs and their sex and watching their filthy movies and TV that's perverting and warping your children's sense of self and family relationships? People don't know how to behave anymore. People want to throw tantrums and use drugs and men dressing as women. And the society accepting it is your male child competes against a bunch of girls and then takes their scholarships and breaks their arms and hurts them and stuff. What the heck's going on? Our problem is us, not them. We don't need to fight anybody. You need to have a proper understanding. Remember, the original Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Paragraph 2, I believe. I'm not looking at it, but it says, the Congress shall meet once a year, and such meeting shall be the first Monday in December. That's the end of the year. You left your home. You came. Everybody met for a couple weeks, and you were home working. It wasn't paid. You didn't get rich. You didn't get a $25 million mansion on a beach like Nancy Pelosi and Obama with his, how many houses he got now, you know? And so my point is, this is happening because you're acquiescing to illegitimate authority. You can't rebel against illegitimate authority. Can Mexico tell you what to do? Can the Masons tell you what to do? Can the Mormons tell you what? What is this notion of men having to obey other men because of the coat you're wearing? Well, I'm wearing a black robe. Supreme Court's meeting. We're going to decide whether or not the Congress, I mean, Joe Biden can have anything to say about using the corporate entities that are taking over your government. The corporation is the government, by the way. But you're going to use that entity to compel people to do something, or they can't have a job. They can't eat. You know, the Bible says if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. You're supposed to be working, not sitting at home collecting, you know, a government stipend and watching Netflix. And so what I'm saying is it's very simple to fix this. First off, stop obeying illegitimate authority. Obey God. You have one creator. He gave you free will, your body. You belong to you. You are God's gift to you. The one that creates has the right to control. If I grow a garden, I say who gets the food. Okay. God created the men. The men created a club. The club created rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to control the maids and the butlers of the club, to limit and control their activity as limited by Article 1, Section 8 and 9. The only thing the government, federal government, is supposed to be doing is defending our borders, which they're not. They're bringing in George Soros's, you know, 600 million brown skins with no skill sets from other countries and no history of freedom, and not Christian, because Christianity is what built this country. It's not a Jewish thing or a white thing or a black thing or a Republican thing. It's a right thing. You do behaviors and activities that are constructive and productive, or you tear down, you destroy. It's hole or pile, baby. You're digging a hole or you're building a pile. America used to be the builder of the pile, but we had the unions who worked with the Democrats to move all your jobs to China, and now you've got fentanyl dragon, the fentanyl coming in. Just like they used, the British East India Company used heroin, opium to destroy China, the opium dens, everybody laying around using drugs. It's no different with Netflix and fentanyl. And all the, you know, our problem is us. So here's what we can do. First, stop obeying illegitimate authority. HisAdvocates.org. You should have him on, Farron. Excellent, excellent guest. He will explain to you the difference between an American, a child of the living God. What's a state citizen is how you'll be, how your passport will come. You will be, and it's from the State Department, but you're listed as a king, not a pauper. You're a state citizen. You are not the chattel property. The chattel, basically, you're the collateral for the debt. That is your part in the contract as a 14th Amendment citizen. This is the law. This is how it is. But they don't teach this in school, and they've got everybody running around doing the wrong things, trying to do things underneath the administrative rules, codes, regulations, and statutes. So you wind up in jail because you're operating in their system. What you're doing is you set yourself apart from their system. The Bible says, come out of her, my people, so you don't partake of the suffering. And so what Kelby Smith does with his advocates.org is he will write up, you can do it yourself, or I'm working with him because I'm just not going to do all that work. But you notify the different organizations, you get your passport, it's from the State Department, you're looked at as a king, you don't need to obey anybody, there's no contract, you're not collateral, you're not ruled. And between that and keeping your children in your home, controlling your children's education, don't let these things drive you crazy and warp them. Keep your money in your pocket, keep your children in your home, obey the 10, even if you're an atheist. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry.
We're going to come back with David. I want to get everybody on. Love your passion.
Okay, God bless.
Love your listen to Lauren's show on RBN. Thank you for calling, too. All right.
Thank you so much.
Coming back to Massachusetts,
back in a moment. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3744. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is a story right now on Yahoo News. Canadian influencers who partied maskless on a plane are stranded in Mexico because airlines won't fly them home.
Oh, what a clown world. Dave in Massachusetts, thank you for holding, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
You can hear me okay? Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Simon. I'll be honest, Simon. I don't feel too comfortable calling into your show because you weren't on last week, but the week before, a caller called in and was saying that all you and your callers ever do is complain, and you never have any solutions. And basically, I don't know if you realize it or not, but he insulted you and he insulted all your callers that, you know, all we do is bitch and complain, but we never have any solutions. And everything. Of course, ironically, he was complaining about the complainers. But, what's your board op's name now? My mind drew a blank, on
Sam.
Saturday, the board op. Huh?
Sam.
Yes, Sam said that the same people that are complaining about you and your callers, that we just complain and never have any solutions and everything. And then they were complaining about me privately to Sam
let me interject here. If I remember correctly, because it's been 3 weeks, because actually it was 2 weeks. 1 week was Christmas, 1 week was New Year's. So I don't remember. But, you know, if I remember correctly, David, wasn't my response, if we don't discuss the problems, how are you ever going to come up with solutions? You have to be able to discuss the problems. And if anyone doesn't like the callers, I don't listen to shows that I don't like. So if anyone doesn't like the callers to this show, then don't call up and complain about the callers. Just don't listen to the show. That's my answer to that, because that's what I do. I don't listen to radio shows I don't like. I don't call in and complain to them. I just don't listen to them. But go ahead. We don't have much time, and I want to give it to you. Go ahead.
And one other thing, Fallon, we don't have too much time, but, you know, a few weeks ago, Farron, I came under attack from Black Lives Matter while I was talking to you on the phone, and this guy that likes to complain about this, all the so-called complainers, he was complaining and he was saying I should have hung up. I should have hung up.
Remember, I didn't hang up right away. I've got music, but you know there was bad language in that, and that. Not tolerated on RBN. But all right, we're out of time. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for calling. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullet first. And God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slapping the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a slaughter of innocence.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media.